In this part, we talk about approach to cancer in general for the nutrition values. And there are three different type of approach for the cancer. We can just approach cancer for nutrition as a preventive factor, or finding out about the carcinogen foods. And the third one, which is not the concern of this lecture, is about the treatment of the patient with the cancer and their nutritions, the importance of the nutrition, which is mostly clinical, but it's also a part of that nutrition is getting involved. To start with, we go to talk about carcinogenic foods. We can divide the type of carcinogenic foods into two types. They can be genotoxic. It means they are modifying the DNA directly, so they have a direct effect on the initiation phase of the cancer. And then we have non-genotoxic, which means they are helping actually, or they're promoting or contributing for the growth of cancer or happening of the cancer, but they don't have a direct effect on the DNA or RNA. First of all, we'll talk about some genotoxic agents, which are proved. We'll talk about aflatoxins, which is a natural genotoxic. We can talk about heterocyclic amines, known as HCA also. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAH, and N-nitrosamines. We put alcohol here, but the research has done on alcohol is not exactly clear about the mechanism, how it can affect the DNA directly. And as you will see, we will have alcohol as a part of non-genotoxics also. First of all, we'll talk about the aflatoxin. Aflatoxin is a kind of toxin which is called mycotoxin. It means produced by fungi, and in this case, this fungi is Aspergillus family. Aspergillus is a fungi that have different types. And this type of fungus or mold is growing on mostly in hot and humid climate on the foods that are preserved naturally, like smoked or preserved like nuts that in some part that they use it, maize, rice, figs, and generally other dried foods. And in the researches, it's proved that aflatoxin B1 induces liver cancer. And the second one we have here is heterocyclic amines. Heterocyclic amines is a kind of chemical which forms within cooking with the high temperature, usually frying or barbecuing meat, any kind of meat. It can be beef, pork, or fish, which usually degrees should be more than 200 in preparing those foods. And then these kind of chemicals will be produced in the food, and this promotes cancers like breast cancer, colon, and prostate, and it has a direct effect on DNA. So it's a genotoxic material. And the next one is polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAH, which also it's formed during incomplete combustion of organic matter when we burn them in the way for example, we smoke the food, like a smoked ham or sausages or fish. This chemical will be produced in the food, and by ingestion of it, it can cause some cancers. It's also when someone smoked the tobacco, it's one of the particles which also go inside the body. And it's mostly promote the cancer of colon and lung. And the next one of these genotoxins we talk about is N-nitrosamines, which also a kind of chemical is which can find in processed food like processed meat and fish especially, and Also, it can be found in the materials which are used for coloring and preserving of the food, and it can cause many, many type of cancers like lung, liver, kidney, breast, and so on. And it was during 70s that the farm animals in Norway developed some type of cancers, and they found out that this is because of the food that they got and preserved by nitrosamines. So it was one of the proofs that happening in during the 70s. The next one is non-genotoxic carcinogens, which we can have it as the total calorie intake, as energy balance, and which anything that causes the increase in the weight and overweight and obesity. And then it's fatty acids, which also can be carcinogenic, and we know mostly about it, about the animal fat, and it's rich with saturated fatty acids, and also in some plant-derived oils like corn oil or sunflower oil, and all of these produce the material called linoleic acid. And then some researchers showed that there is a direct relation between the amount of linoleic acid in red blood cells and the cancer of breast in premenopausal women. And in the opposite, polyunsaturated fatty acids like the one which found in olive oil or in fish oil, then they are have the opposite effect, and they are protective against the carcinogens. And also, we know generally the high intake of total and saturated fat is associated with increase of risk of cancer, not only the breast, as I explained, but also in colon, lung, and prostate. And generally, the effect, the mechanism that they do is affecting on the amount of hormones, increase the amount of it, and increasing the intrahepatic circulation, and increasing the amount of bile acids and exposure to the carcinogens. One of the most important things to think is the time about the carcinogens, that if the time is the carcinogens have more time for exposed to the cells, they are more dangerous. So with the same mechanism, you can see if a lack of fiber in the diet means that the food process in the GI tract in a longer time, and the exposure will be longer for the carcinogens. So lack of fiber also is the next one. And also we know about glycemic index. And glycemic index means if you eat this type of food, how fast the level of the blood sugar will be rise. And if some kind of the food increase the level of blood sugar faster, it means that they have high glycemic index. And those type of food also related to some cancers like ovarian cancers, endometrial, breast, colorectal, pancreas, and lung cancers. In some countries that people suffering from lack of vitamins and proteins, and they are malnutrition in this case also, they are suffering from some certain kinds of cancers. As you see here, we have also alcohol, which many different mechanisms are explained about why alcohol can cause the cancer. One of them, for example, is reducing the amount of subcutaneous fat in the, for example, trachea and stomach. And then the exposure of the cells will be more or faster to the carcinogens. The other approach that we talk about is about the foods that are good and they are preventive for the cancer. And generally, the energy balance, the obesity, and overweight, they are the major risk factors of some cancers, especially breast, colon, and endometrium, esophagus, gallbladder, kidney, and pancreas. And so the energy balance and how we use SOTI is very important in the prevention, that we have a correct energy balance in this case. And also, as I said, the fiber-rich foods are also have the protective effect. They reduce the timing of the exposure, and also they are a source of phytochemicals, which is the chemicals which naturally found in the food, and it's like beta-carotene and other carotenes, vitamin C, folic acid, vitamin E, and they are anti-carcinogens. At some points, for example, beta-carotene, there are some controversial things that we'll talk about a little bit. And also in some research showed that in countries that per capita they use more meat or proteins, it's associated with increase of the risk of colon cancer. When we talk about this, we talk about a type of research that include just the data from the whole country. So we cannot say about the gender or other things. When you read about this one, we should just think that we cannot generalize it all the time. And also the role of antioxidants, which is very important. And antioxidants as enzymes, vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin A, they are doing they are protecting the DNA from free radicals. And just to remind you about the free radicals, as you know, the free radicals are atoms with odd number of electrons around it, and they can be formed when oxygen interacts with certain molecules. And antioxidants are limiting this oxidative damage to the cells and especially to the DNA in this case for preventive of the cancers. So the most important focus these days on fruit and vegetables. We just review why fruit and vegetables can be so important in case of prevention of the cancer. And as you know, fruit and vegetables are kind of low in energy, and they are a good source of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and also a good source of antioxidants. They are capable to increase the, they reduce the risk of cancers in oral cavity, in esophagus, in stomach and colon, rectum and bladder. They are proved by the amount of fruit and vegetable they are eating, and also they can reduce the progression in these cases. And in case of cancers which are related to the hormones, fruit and vegetables have less effect, like breast cancer or prostate cancer. As we know, approximately 1.7 million, about 2.8% of all mortality of the cancer is attributed to fruit and vegetable, lack of fruit and vegetable consumption. And related to fruit and vegetable, about 40% of mortality in gastrointestinal cancer, and is caused by the lack of fruit and vegetable, and also in other diseases beside the cancer, like ischemic heart disease and stroke, it has a very important role.